We're holding Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. In the middle of a Shiloh, if you're allowed to be matriach yourself for a behemoth on Shabbos, if it's only a hetim mishum tsar, as we had before, but chamor is cold, you're allowed to put on Shabbos or madas, a blanket, to take away his tsar. Marashenkin, if he has an ukif on him ready, he's not allowed to take it off, because there is only a Shiloh of Tainug, and Tainug is a machlokes if it's mutr or not. So Toshma, bring your raya to the Shiloh. If you're allowed to do matriach yourself even for Tainug, for an animal, on Shabbos. It says, Sochin u'mafachtachin liyodim. You're allowed to smear yourself with oil, or else peel off a scab on Shabbos for a person, for an odom. V'yein sochin u'mafachtachin l'behemam. But if you have a scab on a behemam, you're not allowed to either put oil on it, or else pull it off on Shabbos. My lav, the ikar makah, we're talking about where it's a real makah, where it's a wound, or mishum tsar, and to take off the wound, it's going to take away the tsar from the animal. So you see, even mishum tsar, you're not allowed to be matriach yourself for an animal on Shabbos. Mashenkin for an odom, it's mutter. So the chlav, we're talking about peeling off a scab here, that's not mamas stuck onto the skin of the person, it's not attached. Like if you pull it off then, or cause it to bleed, that's also on Shabbos. We're talking about the scab has come out 100% off already. She doesn't want to like clean it off. So for an odom, it's mutter, but for the hamer, it's also. So this is a kasha according to everybody. You see, even mishum tsar, you also can't be matriach for a behemoth on Shabbos. And before we had a zicha mut to put a madat, to put the blanket on top of the chamor, to take away his tsar of tzina, that there it says, loy de goma maka. We're talking about here where the maka is healed up already. Or mishum tainik. The only reason why you would want to take off the scab, or put a sicha sachin is mishum tainik. So that we hold, it's also to do tainik on a behemoth for Shabbos. So Rashi Bavon's ayat shver rav. Rav before held its mutter to put a traskel, put this basket around the behemoth's neck, so it could eat better. It's only mishum tainig. And then we have enough in the braisa tanoim that say it's awesome. So Rashi says, you have to say that Rav is a tanahu polik. So Rav could think of on these tanoim here. But I call upon him with the other man, the yom, it's not shver mishum tsar, that here it's not a shal of tsar, but in case where you're taking away tsar from behemoth, then you're allowed to be matriach yourself for an animal on Shabbos. Rashi mufachtachin galde makia, the scab of a makia, mishum tsar, v'filu hochel l'behem aloi, v'kasha bein l'vav bein l'shmul, d'shove madas, they both might have put a blanket on the chamor, take away the tsar. And they will say, mishum tsar, tos, lo d'goma makia, shen esrapa ha makia, the makia healed up already, v'sicho firchos mishum tainik, what are you doing on the mishum tainik? U'l'rav vade kasha, let rav is a vade shver, because here it's mashum mishum tsar, it's also mishum tainig, it's also. That's why she tells the Rav Tanu Polig. Rav Kedingzach, he's a Tani Kedingzach. Toshma, I'll bring another raya. Behema she'och sadam. A behema that has bloodletting mustom erer Shabbos. Is now on Shabbos, it got the chills, or it's hot. Ema midin leisa b'mayim. Now let her put it into the water, take a cold bath. The shrill she's finin, she'll tits tanin. If you want it to cool off, it's also to be matriach yourself for an animal on Shabbos. Mashenkin Odom, your person, she'och zudam, if he had bloodletting Friday, is ma'midin oisa b'mayim, he's allowed to take a cold bath on Shabbos. V'shvil she'it stoining, today he should cool off. T'chur v'aytet shvel, havimin erizit t'shalem yishum tsar, take away the tsar of the animal, and still it's also on Shabbos. Amar ula, here it's a new reason why they asked it here. Al-gzeirim yishum tzchika samamonim. Here it's not just tam shalom be matriach yourself for the animal on Shabbos. Havad, it's time to put on my dad, put the blanket on the animals on your shalom. Tirich lebonus that it's muta, where you're taking away the tzar of the animal. But here it's a shalom, you want to do a refuah for the animal. A refuah is exerim mishum schikah samamonim. Maybe you come to grind real samonim, real grass like on Shabbos. That's an issi deraisa. Therefore, the rabbonim made exerim and all refuah you can't do to an animal on Shabbos. That's why it's also here. For the Gemara Yochid, the Shiloh and giving a refuah to an animal, that's why you can't let him take a cold bath. Odom Nami, Odom also should be also. The Gzera Tzchika Samonim by a person. A person can't take refuah on Shabbos or Yom Tov, because the Gzera, maybe you'll do Tzchika Samonim. And the Gemara, Odom Nira Kameker. By Odom, it doesn't even look like he's taking a refuah now. It just looks like he's taking a cold bath. And that's the cloud. If you take a refuah, but it doesn't look like it's refuah, a mushal, if somebody has a sore throat on Shabbos, and he wants to take a hot tea, even though he's only taking the shem refuah, it's mutim. Because it's not nikkur you're doing the shem refuah. Healthy people also take a tea. So if it's not nikkur, they're bonded in asa. Here also, a normal person could also take a bath on Shabbos to cool off. So therefore, if you're doing it now, it's not nikra to refuah, therefore it's mutter. For the Gemara, Hihokhi behema nami, even the behema should also be mutter than to let him go down in the bath on Shabbos. I am making a refuah now for him. He just had his bloodletting, and he's all hot. So you want to cool him off. But Lechura behema should also have had to nira kemeker. He looks like he's just taking a cool bath. It shouldn't be nira doing mishum refuah. And the Gemara name, ain make a behema. By behema, it's not a derech for him to take a bath. Therefore, if you give him a bath, it's zichanik doing mishum refuah. That's why here the Rabbanan asked him. Rashi exerim mishum chikas amonim. But me did the refuah. Something as a question of during refuah is goes the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan made exerim. These shoris is shum refuah. If you matter any type of refuah, also the mishum is chikas amonim. They'll come to be matter who are then to really grind up some amonim. Who is su the raisa? Devi teichen. That's also to do me the raisa. Because that's a shalom from teichen on Shabbos. So the, what's the heter for Nodim is Nira can make it. For the more by Behema though, he's not Nira can make it. Trashi ain't make it Behema. And Derech Lohoke Behema. Hilka Kula Yalmo Yadi the Rufua Kamechavin. Everybody knows that you put in the animal, take a cold bath now, it's Zicha Mishur Mefua. The Yossi people come, the Mishur to be Mata, Schika Samonim. They come to be Mata, you even to take a cold bath, even to do Schika Samonim, even to grind up the medicine on Shabbos, which would be an Issa Diraisa. So we say, even though here it's a shalah from Seder, like if you're not going to let the behemoth take its cold bath, maybe you'll die. It's Mokim Seder. Still, the Rabbanan made the exeris of Mokim Seder. Here's a kasha, the Yatani learned in a braisa. If you have your behemoth, went outside, went chus l'tchum. The other meaning is it went out of your tchum and the behemoth went out of its tchum. The behemoth goes after the Bailam. So the behemoth walked out of the Tchum Shabbos. Now you want to bring it back. Now you yourself can't go there, because you're not allowed to go out of Chus L'Tchum. So you're afraid the behemoth will get lost. You're allowed to call it, the ball come to you. The Shaila V'lei Gazrinan, and you see you don't make Gzeira, Dum Los Lasuye. Why don't we say, let's be Choshish, maybe you go run after the behemoth. Once we mat you to call him, and he's out of the Tchum, if he doesn't come, maybe you go after him. So we see we don't make Gzeiras for behemoth on Shabbos. So Bezoi, why here do we make the Gzeiras Chikas HaMamonim? That's the Gemara's Kasha. So Rekveg is, in the Gelina Shas, he has the good Kasha. What's the Sushtel? The Gzeira of Refuah, the Gzeira, maybe you do Chikas HaMamonim, which maybe you come to be over Nisei Deraisa. So there, the Rabban will make it, even by a behemoth. Mahashankin here, but Chus L'Tchum, the Yisra to walk Chus L'Tchum was only Nisei the Rabbanan. So maybe here the Rabbanan didn't make the Gzeira mid Rabbanan for behemoth. Mashenke for another, maybe we do make gezeres. But what's the raya from this case? The case is chikas amamonim. So we kveg yabayis by kasha. Kopon meant for the Gemara of Yom Ravino, going shehoye tchum shelo muvla betoye tchum sheloi. There it says that the animal really didn't go out of the tchum of the bailim. In other words, Agrashi says, the behemoth now erev Shabbos you gave over to a roi, you gave it over to the shepherd. The locher is, if the behemoth now has a tchum of the shepherd. So the shepherd lives in one place, and the behema went out of the tchum. So the behema is out of its tchum. Mashenkin, the bailim, lives closer. So where the behema is now, that's called toich tchum of the bailim. Now what's the shaila here? So to take the behema, mamash push him, and make him walk yadayim, that's also since you're making the behema go out of its own tchum. Mashenkin, just to call it its mutter. But here it doesn't pass any xer b'chlal, maybe the bailim will go after it. Because even if the bailim walks after it, the bailim is not going out of his tchum. The Bailam is still allowed to walk there because it's in his tchum. It's only out of the behemoth's tchum. Therefore, there's no gzeri here. That's one terms. Rav Nachman Rabbi Yitzchok Amar Schika Samamonim Gufa Tenohi. Is that that you hold that even by behemoth, the Rabbanan made the gzeri not to give a behemoth refuah on Shabbos, because the gzeri from Schika Samamonim, maybe you come to grind up Samamonim, is Gufa Machlokes Tenohi Nechnami Samamata by behemoth. We'll soon see what the svar is. The Tanya, Behema Shachlo Kashinim, Behema ate a lot of these beans. For Lo Yuritzeno Bechotzer, see, even though it has a stomach ache now, it's sick, you're not allowed to make it walk fast back and forth in the Chotzer. Vishvil Shatis Rapa, today you should get healthy, get better. Because that's a refuah, and you're not allowed to do refuah to a Behema on Shabbos. Of Rabbi Yomate, Rabbi Ishi says, Klotz Mutter. So you see, even though it's a Shalach and Schikas Amonim, taking refuah on Shabbos, the Rabbanan did not make the Gzeira. And Dorash Rova Halacha Krabbishia. And Rabzeira and Rabbishia Rova Taka Paskins like that. We hold like Krabbishia. From the side, there's no gzera to give an animal refuah on Shabbos. And the hezba they say is that for an animal, a person is not bold so much, he doesn't get so fatumult. As if a person himself will be matim to take refuah, we're afraid right away he'll do an isidirais, he'll do his chikasam on him. Hashem can give your own animal a refuah, we're not chayshich, you're so fatumult to say you'll be over an isidirais. You know, what's mutter to do, I'll do. When it comes to get to an issa, that won't be over the issa, let's serve the behemoth. Therefore, it's mutter. So, Drashi, chutz tatchum, that's the shayla here. Drashi tanoihi, the yikad le gozer shah refuah otu schika samonim. There are some tanoim that do not make the xero of schika samonim refuah to a behemoth. She'ochlo kashinim, harbor, the behemoth ate a lot of kashinim. Vayidayachila meruba ochso choyli, it got sick. Shekoyrim nistim. Otsricha lishtalso, it has to go. Lohoitzi raya meritza. The way you do it is to make it walk fast, back and forth. So that the tana kamer, it's awesome. Vajabayshi, it's mutter. Saita. So the Gemara. Omama. Loyetze hazov vikishaloy. Zav can go out on Shabbos with his kiss. Doubt he's wearing it only to see if he saw Zav or not. It's not called a malbish, it's awesome. Who didn't go to can go out if they have a covering around their otis on Shabbos. For the Gemara of Tanya, another price says Yoitzei is idem kisha b'dedehim. No, an A is a goat is allowed to go out with its kiss with a blanket with a covering around its otis around its dodehim. And the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda lekasha. The Gemara of Yehuda gives the teretz. Ha the mehedik ha the lemehedik. Where you tie it on tight. So there's no zero fall off on Shabbos. We're not afraid you come to carry it down on with Rishos Rabbim. Therefore, it's mutter. Mashenki, when you tie it down loose, even though the emissin is called a tzarech of the behemoth, we'll soon see why. So it really should be mutter. It's not called the behemoth is doing like an issoid saw. It's not carrying anything on Shabbos. It's called like a malbish. But if it's loose, there's a zero, maybe you fall off on Shabbos. And the person is chasalei, you know, come to carry it down on with Rishos Rabbim. Therefore, it's awesome. That's a terech to Steve. Reb Yosef from Yosef tells back to Reb Yehuda, Tanoi shekaltum yam tanoi, like you have to look for machlekes tanoim about the shayla, if it's mutter or not, they have a fairish machlekes now mishnah alone, the tanan. Who is him yoitzah tzerurus? The Tanakhama says yes, and that is, you can let him go out tied up, if you're tied up, there's the dayim, his odds, it's mutter for him to walk out like that on Shabbos. Reb Yosef, Yosef akulam? Reb Yosef says no. The behemoth can't walk out with anything. Chutz min rechelas hakfunas. Only the rechelas, the sheep, are allowed to put a cover around it to protect its wool, that the wool should stay white. But for any other thing, it's also. So you see, it's a machlokes anoyim. Vayter Reb Yehuda Omer. Reb Yehuda says in the Mishnah another sheet. He says like a head, like a soy. Izim yoytzes tzruroyis liyabish. If you're tying up the cover on the udders of the ears, kadeish you stop the milk. You tie it very tight. Then it's mutam. Avolon lecholif. But if you're only tying it, that the milk there, so here Rashi learns that you want to like catch the milk that falls out. That's why you're tying it. So you don't tie it too tight. See, so the gzera maybe will fall off and they come to carry it. Taisus asks on Rashi's pshat, if l'cholav here means you want to mamish catch the milk that falls out, so that's mamish in Yisrael Yitzor then. The behemoth like has a kiss, has like a pocket there, that's capturing the milk. So now when the milk is in the kiss, if the behemoth is walking out, it's called like a masli. So the bialim is over, the yisr shvisas behemtoi. Therefore, Toys learns about it's not collecting the milk, it's only protecting the milk, it shouldn't get dirty, it shouldn't fall all over. So the hezbri is lechol, if you don't tie it too tight, therefore the zigzer will fall off on Shabbos, that's why it's awesome. V'yiboy yisayim azat k'mon, another teretz is, hov hov Reb Yehuda. I tell you, these two brises both go like Reb Yehuda, like Al Mishnah. Both go according to Shitas Reb Yehuda. One says it's mutter, one says it's also lekasha. Kan liyavish, kan licholiv. If you tie on the kiss around the udders of the behemoth, around the dodim of the behemoth to stop the milk, that should dry up, it shouldn't have any more milk, then the pshat is you tie it very tight. That's the way you stop the milk. So that's mutter, there's no zero fall off on Shabbos. Of a kan licholiv. If you only tie it up that the milk should not get dirty, should not drip, you don't tie it too tight. So the idea is the zero, maybe you'll fall off on Shabbos and come to carry it. Tanya Om Rabbi Yehuda. Maisa be'izim based on Tuchia. It's a maisa, the goats are based on Tuchia. Shoy the dayim gasim. The others are very, very big and full of milk. The yosol lehen kitzim. They made pockets like covering for their dodim. Kedesh lo yisu to the dayim. They that the dayim, the others, should not get scratched from the floor. It used to be so big. L'maisa, we pass in Mrs. Osir, and it's vital the same chilek that usually when you tie it up, you don't tie it up too tight. So therefore, the gzera will fall off on Shabbos. Benach Nami, hey, the gather is any time you tie it on very tight to the others, then it's mutter. There's no gzera will fall off on Shabbos. If you don't tie it too tight, loose. No matter what purpose you're doing it for, even though it had to take a purpose like a malbush, is a tzarech bria sabahima, still, with choshes, maybe you fall off in the middle of Shabbos and come to carry dal ramis, that's why it's awesome. Trashi de mehedek de lekele mechish du munofel of yos lasuyi. If you do it very tight, then there's no gzer will come to fall off. So, the tanoi shakalta miyalmo, he barato kulam, sheinata moiti tanoim shenechlo kubakach, he can't find to him, dings on this. The Tuki Hanech Tati Masnitzin Chodu Kema Vechodu Kema. You can't find anybody else that holds like this. Tanoi Masnitzin First Machlokes Nala Minal Mishnu. Remei Yisharu Rabbi Yosi Yosi Liyavish Mahadik Shapir. Lin Yematzu Nama Lehevi Matzu Tzara Gufi Techovi Machish. As if you want to dry you up, that's called Tzara Gufi the Behema. Like the milk there is hurting the Behema. So you want it to stop having the milk, you'll tie it on very tight to stop the milk. The cholav here, the shver Rashi. Rashi says the cholav means heavy masi shetoenis es acholav bikis. It's holding the shetoenis es acholav bikis. You wanted to catch to hold the milk in the kiss. So that's Toys kasha. If that's the purpose, the avada b'tzosa. Okay, how could you be mati here? The mamish like the is doing this like so. It's carrying the milk. Gasim drashim kedoyim v'nigrorim halakaitim. On the satin domain, it's a scratch to the day. Right there. Tone Rabbonin. Maisa b'yechud, a maisa with one person, she maisa ish to his wife died. V'nicha ben linik, and he was left over with a young child that had a eunuch and had a wean from Anisha, and he didn't have a wife now. L'hoye l'ischar menika liten, he didn't have any money to pay him a nekath to wean the baby. His own dodim opened up. Kishnei dod isha, like the two breasts of an isha. Vehenek es benoit. He himself had milk in his own breast. He was able to nurse his own son. It's two machlokes, two shilas here. Omer Rav Yosef. Bo v'ro kama god lodim zeh. How great this person was. He has such big schusim. Shenasol an es kazeh. Kodesh Baruch Hu made such an ace for him. It's right. Such a big tzaddik. Omer Rav Yabai Adarav. It's the Baya Pumfak here. How bad off this person is. How's Grua? He's not so choshev. Shenishtana loy sidre brachis. The Kodesh Baruch Hu had to make such a big nace like the Mishana sidre brachis. So Mashor's Mazbed, the Pshat is that he had to have such a big nest like this, he used up Kamat Oyes Chusim. So he's Kamat left now with Anis Chusim. Mashenkin, he would have been better off not to have such a big nest, just to have like money to be able to find his kids, so not to lose all his Chusim. But now we lost all his Chusim. For sure, also we have to cash the chur of the cloud and the chodesh tachas Hashemis. A kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't create anything new after bria shemayim v'aretz. So the chur, this is a new bria that a man should have a breast to nurse. So you want to tell you, no, the emes when a man does have breast. But the pshat is, it's not there with milk. No, to make the milk come through, it's just missing the poil. But the kelim are there. So if it's not called mishana ma'aser brachos. And that's called the mishana, you're not making the new chiddush that wasn't here before. But Avad is called Ishinu, the Meister Bereshis, though. Right. Omer Rav Yehuda, Bov Ruah, come and see. Kama Koshim is a nice social order. How hard it is for a person to get Mazonis. Shenishtana Wallah is Sidre Bereshis. Kodesh Baruch Hu made this big nest for him. Omer Rav Nachman, Teida Raya, the Mescharish Nisa, Vlo Yivri Mazoni. Kodesh Baruch Hu made this nest and he didn't make another nest. Stam, he should have a lot of Mazonis. Let him Stam have a lot of Panosa. Elamai is very hard, it's kosher for a person to get his mezonos, so therefore here Hashem made this big nest rather than giving him panosolai. Rashi teida the kosher neschash aniso, min hashmeh mekama atzolos lenefoshes odom. Kosh Baruch Hu saves a lot of people. Avala ivri mezoni, v'yenei zeh rogl sh'yivri mezonos atzadikim, pebeisam sh'yim tzuchitim g'deilem v'yotzusayim. That's not so shkiyat that Kosh Baruch Hu should create it in their own eitzvies, they'll have mezonos. Tana Rabbonin, Maisa biyodim mechot chinos isha gedemis. He married an isha that had her arm. She lost her arm. V'lohika b'ad yoy moisa. The husband wasn't makir there. His wife was missing the arm until she died. Omer Rav, bo v'roa kamutz nu isha zu. Mitchilu Rav gives a shvach to the isha. Omer Revi, that this isha was a tznua that the Baal never saw. She was missing an arm. Shlohika bo baila. Oma loy Rabbi Chia. Zu dark bekach. What's the big chiddush? About is she herself like covers up from. She doesn't want it to be seen that she's missing the yom. Elafakert. How much new adam ze hachosh of this person is the adam is the husband. Shalayhi kabi ishtei. He wasn't marking on his wife as he never looked at her. Never looked underneath the clothing. That's how tznuah he was. Right. Sichor in the Mishnah says yoytzim levuvim. The men animals could go out levuvim. What does levuvim mean? Omar my levuvim, omar rafune tusri. Means you could tie two of them together, and that's like a shmira, so they won't run away. When two are tied together, it's hard for them to run away. Lor my mashma the high levuvim lishnu the kruve. What's the right levuvim means lishnu coming close together. The pasuk says libavtini achoisi kala. Like come close to me, achoisi my sister, my kala. Ulo amar another pshat. What does levuvim mean? Or shakoshim lehem kineged libam. We tie skin around the lave of the behema. Why? To protect the behemoth, that the wolf should not come. And the Rashi says usually a wolf comes and bites, eats up the heart. So you put a thick piece of oil around the heart to protect the behemoth. Fred Gemara, Zayvim Aschorim Nachan Akevus Anofle. How can the Mishnah Dafya says for Zohar you have to put it? If you're worried about the wolf will come and start up with an ish also with an akevah. Gemara Mishum Namaz Gibrei Shedri. No, about the Aschorim go in front of the flock. Usually, by says the wolves come to the front. Fred Gemara, Zayvim Brei Shedri Nachli Besayf Edri Lenachli. Does the wolf know without going to come and start up with the people in the front, not the people in the back? They can start up at the back also. So why are we afraid, even by the Noshim, that maybe the Zev will come and set up with them? So it should be mutter for them to go out also with the or around the lave. Elo mishum the shamni. The what the zchorim are fat, and the wolves like with fat ones. For the morning cables like ishmeni with the isha, they can't find the fat one. The so miyade ben hanlahani. Does the wolf know the difference between the zchorim and the cable? Elo mishum the zakvi chut mayhu umazgi ki dovu. The pshat is that the schorim, the men animals, they walk with their nose sticking up, and they look around. So Rashi says, the maski malchim b'sleif edrin lebarim Rashi kidavu mabitin kan v'kan. They look all around the men behemis. Lefikach miskanoyim behem. The wolf gets jealous of them. Kesvurim shereitzim malachim behem. The wolf thinks, since you're looking around, you want to set up with me. Therefore, the wolf will go after you. Therefore, for the schorim, it's mutter to protect them, to put this or around their lave. Reb Nachman Rabbi Yitzchok Omar, or shekoshul hem tachat zachrusan. It's about the or you tie up the zachrus, the gidim with. Kidei shleyalo al nekevus. There you don't want them to make the nekevus pregnant. You don't want now the ladies, the nekevus, to become pregnant. So you tie up the zachrus, the gidim of the male behemoth, so it shouldn't be able to make the ladies pregnant. But the Gemara, Mimai, what's the right? We're talking about stopping this nekevus to become pregnant. Midiktoni Seifer, the Seifer says, for Rechelim, the E, that's the nekevus, Yoitze Shechoizos. They could go out Shechoizos. That means their tail is tied up. My Shechoizos, Sheoichsen Ha'aliyah Shelehen Lamala. We tie up the tail on top. What does that mean? You like uncover their mokum nekevus. They Shiyala Waleim Schorim. Hey, she wants Badafka now that they should become pregnant. So you want the scrum to come on top of the nekevus. So Dafka tie up the tail to uncover the nekevus. Is they're both talking about the same minyanim then. Reisha k'dei shaliyalu on the nekevus. The Reisha is talking about the zohar. You tie up his gid k'dei that he should not make the nekevus pregnant. The Seifa k'dei shaliyalu alayim d'chorim. The Seifa says pufakir. We're talking about a case where you're taking the alya, the tail, and you're tying it upwards, that uncovering the nekevus that the zohar should go and make her pregnant. What's the right that shechuzois means a lashon of uncovering lishtin the gluyahu? That's what we're saying now. You like uncover the nekevus, you tie up the tail. The pasuk says, "Vine isha lekrosai." An isha came in front of him. She's a zayna. She was like an uncovered zayna. Who nitzurulayv, and also she had the znus and nitzurulayv. Rashi shis zayna nutrik in the shchuzos. You see, it means uncovered. Shchuzos means uncovered. So you're also you're uncovering the nekevus. You're tying up the tail, uncovering the nekevus. Rashi shis beis abayshus. Harachelim yaitzas kvoilus. The rachelim could go out kvoilus. Rashi in the tomorrow Mike, but what does it mean kvoilus? She mechavlin al yishalehem lamata. is the Ruchelim, the ease, the lady, the Nikevas, could go out with the tail tied downwards. Why? Like you're covering up them, the Nikevas now. Now's the time you don't want them to come pregnant, so you don't want the scrum to go in them. You would have to tie down the tail to cover them up. The Ma'amai Mashma, the high Kabul Lishna, the Loyavit Peri, what's the right Kabul means Lishna of not becoming pregnant? Tirsiv, the Pasik says, Maho or Melech. His Melech Echiram told Shlema Melech, what are these cities you gave me? Ashenathatali Achim, my brother, the Korolim Eretz Kabul, Atayem Azeh. And the Melech Hiram called his lands Kabul. For the more my Eretz Kabul, what does it mean Eretz Kabul? Amuravuna, Shoyubo, B'nei Yodim, the people in these cities, they were full of silver and gold. That's what the pasuk says. It wasn't good in Melech Hiram. What's wrong with the city? Because the people in the city were rich and they had silver and gold. That's why Melech Hiram didn't like the people. No, it's a chsaron. Kivon the Yathiru, since the people are very rich there, or Mefanaki and the Mefanaki, and they're very particular what they do, lo yavdi avirita, they're not going to work good for the Melech. Therefore, the Melech didn't want such people, such a city. Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok Amar, Eretz Chomten Hoise, it was Eretz that the land was very sticky, you could stick into the ground, a quicksand. Biamai Korle Kovel, what is it called, Loshen Kovel? The Mishtarga Bokari, that your feet get stuck into the ground. Ad kavlon to yankos v'yam riinchi. People say over arum mechavlo. It's an eretz that you get sunk into. Tloyavdi peri doesn't give off peris and there's no fruit there. So you see, a loshen kovel means loshen of loy peri, not giving off fruit. Rashi yad kavlo perik atachton shkaren kula shemechavonim koishrin beged sevivoy. That's right. Kavunas. Then the Mishnah says rechelim could go out kavunas. The Momai Kavunois, Shemechadnin Oisoi Lemilus. Means your Tarashi, Shemechadnin Koshrin Beget Sevivoi, V'yayim Shenelet. The day the sheep is born, you put a blanket like around its semer, around its wool, to keep it very clean. Shetzimbro Noki, Meshamet Timishle Tanafi, this beautiful white wool, you don't want it to get dirty, so you cover it up with a beget, it's mutter to go out like this on Shabbos. The milus that Rashi lasts us mitzimroi kli milus. Make a chosh of a kli out of this. Get nice pure white wool. Kiritnan, bring a rai for this. Learn the Mishnah Shavuos. Seis. What seis is one of the simonim of a nega. It's a white nega. How white is it? Kitzem alovin, like white wool. Maitzem alovin, what type of white wool? Omer abibi barabayim. Like the first day old of a sheep. You protect, you cover up its wool, that just stay nice and white, that's mut. That's the color of seis, of tzemelovin. So our Mishnah also, people used to cover up the wool to keep it clean, so it's mut for behema to walk out with it on Shabbos. But almost you tie it up very tight, and it's called tzarech ha-behema, therefore it's called like a malbush, it's mut. The Zaita, the Izim Yoitzasruis. The Mishnah says, the Machlokes had before, that the Izim Tanakam holds, you're allowed to go out with the Izim, the Iz, tied up, the others could be tied up. You put a kiss, a beggar around its others, and you tie it up very tight, it's muta. Itma, Rav Malacha Kreb Yuda. Rav holds, we pass on like Kreb Yuda, and that's what we pass on the Maitha, that there's a chilek. If you tie it up very tight, and that's liyavesh to make the others dry up, not have any milk anymore, that's muta. They were not afraid it will fall off on Shabbos. But if you do it only lecholev, not so tight, then it's also. Shmuel lo malach kreb yosi. Shmuel passes like kreb yosi. That's always also. Viki dimasti lo shmaito biapinash. Shmuel this machleik is Rav and Shmuel by itself. Rav amal liba shmutev lo lecholev. It's mutter to tie up the others. If you're doing it to dry it up, then you do it tight. But lecholev it's also. Shmuel amar echad zev echad zev also. Shmuel goes like kreb yosi shita echad zev echad zev both also. Vika demasni lo aho. Some of this machlokes on this. Izim, the goats, yoitzai tsruas. When? Liyavish. Only if you're doing it to make it dry up, means you're tying it very tight. Avolei lecholev. But not if you're tying up the cover for the others, only to make it, the milk should not drip out like. Mishur meb Yehuda ben Beseira Omru, Yehuda ben Beseira has nushita. Kach halacha. Ikar alocher is like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, the chil between the cholev and liyavish. Avo mi mafis hook like can make a gerum, eitzem liyavish v'eitzel l'cholev. Who could be able to tell the difference whether you're tying up the others tight that the milk should...